Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and Veterans Day. Aloha to you. I know the real Armistice Day was yesterday, but today is the official holiday, and we are taking that into account. So if you have a veteran you would like to honor and remember today, that's certainly permissible during today's show. In fact, invited and encouraged. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number is 71307. My email address is bob@1063WORD.com. So, how are you guys doing? Long time no see. Oh, wait a minute. You can't say you guys anymore. Nope. Thought police have scratched it off the list. The PC police say you guys is offensive. Because especially if you're referring to a group of people, which includes those of the female gender, you can't say you guys. No, can't do it. Can't do it. That is now off limits. Oh, and by the way, when I said long time no see, yeah, that's gone. That's out of here. 86th. It is stuff like this that makes people think correctly that political correctness has gone so far off the rails, we should just ignore all of it. The administration at Colorado State University, yeah, I know, I see you nodding your head in acknowledgement. You knew this came from the ivory towers of academia, where the pinhead elitists with their tenured positions at universities are busy putting together their little lists, little scribbling fascists that they are, telling us what we can and cannot say. So the administration at Colorado State just put together a list of offensive phrases that they want to stop using on campus. One of them is long time no see. I know, you're shaking your head going, what in the world could possibly be offensive about that? Well, what's the matter with you? Don't you know long time no see is offensive to people of Asian descent? Yeah, I know. Still puzzled? Why is that? Who knows? There's some evidence in air quotes. Put the air quotes in there. There is some evidence long time no see could be based on an old Chinese phrase. Okay, well, if that's the case, what makes it so bad? Now, maybe they confused it with me love you a long time. For those who've seen, Nam-era movies, the school administration clarified the problem. No, they didn't. They just put it out there. They also want people to stop saying you guys and say y'all. Wait a minute. Colorado State, that's cultural appropriation. You are appropriating Southern vernacular when you say y'all. So scratch that one off your list while you're at it, pal.
Now, wouldn't long time no see be more offensive to someone that was blind?
Yeah, I guess it would. Jeez, I mean, where is the illogical conclusion to all of this stuff? Oh, by the way, there is no freshman class anymore. You didn't know that, Moneypenny? Yeah, there is no freshman class. First-year students.
We used to call the freshmen fresh meat, but that's the point. Yeah,
well, there you go. Right, well, that's still okay. Yeah. Oh, mercy. In on the text line. Bobby, it's a good thing they didn't think about recounts when Trump won. They'd still be finding boxes. And what's the deal in Florida? Paper ballots? Really? Bobby, we have to laugh about all this recount stuff because the alternative is to march on them like they did in Athens, Tennessee, 1946. You can look it up. Bobby Mack, Michael Mullinax, just wanted to thank my dad, Raymond Mullinax, for his service in Vietnam and being the greatest dad a person could ever have. Boy, I'll tell you what, that's nice. You know, when you reach that point, when you have a child say that about you, that'll give you a warm feeling. Bobby liked to honor my dad in the Navy in the 1950s, keeping in the family tradition. I was a member of the U.S. Air Force in the late 80s and have a 23-year-old son in the Navy as well. Lastly, we have an 18-year-old son heading to basic in the Air Force in about 2 months. Thank you. Yeah, I mentioned this earlier in the program, Bob. As Uncle Joe Stalin used to say, it doesn't matter who votes, it's who counts the votes that decides the election. Bobby, Geraldo Rivera lied. There were Broward County ballots in Al Capone's vault, and he's kept them hidden. Tony, in Pickens. Bobby, always very proud of my grandpa. Howard Brundage fought in World War II, then as an attorney, World War I, I should say, and then as an attorney enlisted in World War II. He was a pre-interrogator for the Nuremberg trials. Thanks to all the vets. Bobby, so does Snipes count the votes in her election? Well, what do you think? You know? Hey, it looks like another term for me. Bobby, I'd like to salute my dad, Major Glenn Burkhart, was a Pearl Harbor and D-Day survivor, received a Purple Heart while serving his country, which he did for 30 years. From Lynn. Thank you, Lynn. Want to make sure that I haven't missed any in here. Oh, here we go. Yeah, sorry, I did overlook this earlier. Bob, a happy Veterans Day salute. My daddy, Doyle E. Rochester, Navy, World War II, LST 828, Pacific Theater, was floating in the ocean when they dropped the bomb to end the war. He made a Marine out of me. Love your show, Dan R. Thank you, Dan. Bob, can you play the Army song? You bet. Caissons will go rolling along here, coming up in the next break. And let me bring in the new ones here. Bobby, is it okay to say use guys at Colorado State? No, they want y'all.
What about yens?
Yens, yeah, as in Pittsburgh. Hey, where are yens going? I don't know. I guess it'd be okay. You just can't say you guys. Finally, this on the text line for this bout. Turn your damn lights on, people. End quote. Take a quick break here and then right back with more here on the Bobby Mack Show. And a great column about this whole business about the midterm elections from Pat Buchanan. The War for the Soul of America. He nails it again. Be right back. Well, as promised, delivering on the marching song for the Army, the caissons go rolling along. What's a caisson, Moneypenny? Quick, think about it. Caissons go rolling along. This song...
It's a tank?
No. This song actually goes all the way back to the Civil War era, where you had cannons that were towed by horses. And the caisson was the little device behind the cannon. It contained all the cannonballs and ammo and all that stuff.
So it was a pre-electronic cannon.
Very much so.
Thank you.
And take it from me, having fired one of those at a 4th of July celebration, cool. Very cool. Earplugs are required. That was a neat experience. That was down at Simpsonville, 4th of July. Here's the latest on the Florida elections. This is Evan Brown, and he's going to update us with what the latest is down there.
Caught up in these recounts continues. Incumbent Democratic Senator Bill Nelson fires back at Republican Rick Scott's claim that Nelson is trying to steal the election.
And one fact is that Rick Scott isn't interested in making sure every lawful vote is counted.
Oh, yeah.
And the second is that he's using his power as governor to try to undermine the voting process.
And now there's concern out of Florida's panhandle, where it's being claimed about 150 voters submitted mail-in ballots via email. If it happened, those votes might be invalid. In Broward County, Florida, Evan Brown, Fox News.
Yeah, they not only might be, they would be. This whole business of the Democrats' argument, make sure every vote counts, and Gillum is doing the same thing. They're trying to say that there is voter suppression on the part of the Republicans, when in point of fact, they keep finding these boxes of ballots all over the place, which leads some to suspect that the Democrats may be trying to, at this late date, stuff the ballot boxes with pre-planted ballots all over them. But they had to shut down the airport yesterday because they found a suspicious package. You know what it was? It was another box of ballots. I'm not making this up. Holy cow. Bob, we can't forget the last North Carolina governor's race where 90,000 votes were found, resulting in the Democrat winning the election. Finding votes is the new Russian meddling to win elections for Democrats. Remembering all the men and women who served our country, you never forget. Thanks, Brian in Greenville. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate that. Bob, colleges aren't teaching anymore, so they have too much time on their hands. Well, they're busy indoctrinating. You're right. They're not teaching. They're indoctrinating. Bob, I'd like to honor on this Veterans Day my dad, Smith Goodwin, served in the Philippines during World War II. He was there when the bullets were flying and the bombs were falling. I've seen pictures where their uniforms were gray from the waist up from gunpowder from the bombs. Thanks to him and all veterans. Bobby Mack liked to remember a high school buddy of mine, Jimmy Carpenter, PFC, private first class, killed in action at 19. He was so proud, and because without them, we would have nothing. Thanks from Jeff. Oh, honored to be a Marine. Thank you. Bobby, a Veterans Day salute to my dad. He was at Normandy on D-Day. Bobby would like to remember Bill, Wink, and Arthur. Bill, one person, Wink, another person, and Arthur Stevens in the Army and the Navy in World War II. Bobby, I want to salute my great-great-great-grandpa, James Anderson Crenshaw, 2nd South Carolina Rifles, Company B, CSA. Bobby, in the Battle of Athens, Tennessee, no one surrendered until they started tossing dynamite. That could give you a different perspective. Yeah. Oh, and here's one for you, Miss Moneypenny. Impressed again with great perspective. Hadn't thought of that angle. Or you were talking about yens, you know, instead. Bob, a long time no see is what Lewis and Clark said when they got to Montana. Yeah, that's right. Think about it. Bob, pinheads. I love it. I like to call them pinheads, too. I got to call them a peanut head every now and then. Bobby, my friend and I were walking down the beach together in our bikinis. We passed a young man, and he whistled and said, "Oh, boy." My friend smiled and said, No, girl. It was hilarious. Bobby, you guys is out. You got to be kidding. Tell our friends in the north. That's where I first heard those words. Well, this is Colorado State. Gotcha. Bobby, if we keep saying it, they can't take it away, can they? Bobby, am I still allowed to say go bleep yourself? Yeah, if you say that, that's that's perfectly okay. Bob, I don't know what the arguing is about here. Y'all is always better than you guys anyway. Although I did pick up Jens when I was in Pittsburgh. Yeah. Hey, how Jens doing? Where Jens going? That's great. Every place has got their own. Bobby, this seems so simple to me. There are rules, laws, and deadlines to these elections. When the deadline hits and Florida is not finished, that's it. They should at least be able to tell you how many they have to go, and if not, then cut it off. Florida's voters have no beef with us. They need to take it up with the folks there. We're not obligated to them. She is. That's the woman that's the election commissioner down there. Bobby, I'd like to recognize my dad, David Cox Jr., in the Air Force during Vietnam. An awesome man. Super proud of him. Bob, my brother, Glover Bowman, U.S. Army World War II, would be 100 if still living, told me he once shook hands with General Patton from Mike Bowman. That'd be cool. Blood and guts. Oh, blood and guts. I love that scene in Patton where the two guys, the two dog faces are standing there and Patton rides by in his Jeep or on a tank, whichever. And he says, hey, there goes old blood and guts. And the other guy says, yeah, his guts, our blood. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. And he's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here with our Veterans Day special on WORD. Yeah, another like a little John Philip Sousa, Stir the Blood, Stars and Stripes Forever. Although if you listen to somebody like Macron, the president of France, where President Trump was over there, for the 100th anniversary of the signing of the Armistice Day Treaty ending World War I, Macron said that patriotism is actually treason. Okay. Yeah, and how many great victories has the French army? One other note. I'm telling you, what is wrong with people? The big fire. Well, they have two of them: the Woolsey fire and the Camp fire in California. Suspected looters hoping to profit from the devastating losses from the Camp fire, were arrested in the town of Paradise Saturday. There were 53 reports of looting. The looters were dressed as Forest Service workers. Well, number one, what did they expect to find? Everything's burned to a crisp. Over 30 people have died. And number two, you know, if you applied that amount of creativity to a legitimate enterprise, you would probably be successful. But it's easier to be a crook or a Democrat politician. But I repeat myself. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's going to Congress. Yeah. Spent her Friday night making instant macaroni and cheese while flirting with the idea of running for president in the future. That's a dream come true. Doing an Instagram Live Q&A session on Friday night, the 29-year-old socialist, you know what a socialist is, right? A socialist is a communist who lacks incentive, okay? The 29-year-old socialist discussed her election victory and flirted with the idea of maybe running for president in the future. While making mac and cheese and listening to music in her kitchen, the Democrat darling spoke about Shirley Chisholm, an African-American politician and author who passed away in 2005. Chisholm was the first black woman to ever run for president as a nominee of any major political party, Ocasio-Cortez said. What an idiot this woman is. Shirley Chisholm was a candidate for the Democrat nomination. She was never a nominee. But, you know, this woman is a know-nothing. She was a congresswoman out of Brooklyn. She was also the first black woman in Congress. And people ask her when she ran for president in the 60s, she continued, while forgetting the dates, went on to say that Chisholm told people that she ran for president because someone had to be the first, saying that she knew she was blazing a trail for black candidates, for women. This is the second time in the past month that Ocasio-Cortez, who recently attacked the electoral system because she can't receive her congressional salary until she becomes a member of Congress in January, said, how am I supposed to find an apartment in Washington? Yeah, attack the electoral system because she can't afford an apartment in Washington, D.C., until she receives her congressional salary in January. Well, where'd she get the money to run a campaign for Congress, given that she will not be sworn in as a member of Congress until January, or as she put it, inaugurated? Yeah, did you hear that? She said, quote, as much as I would love that, I would love to be inaugurated on January 3rd. On January 4th, we're signing health care. We're signing this. She said, blithely unaware that Inauguration Day is always January 20th, not January 3rd, and she would not be inaugurated. She would be sworn in. Jeez. I have 3 months without a salary before I'm a member of Congress, so how do I get an apartment? These little things are very real. It's the same woman that was asked, she wants health care for all, which, of course, is health care for nobody. How are we going to pay for it? Since everybody who's looked at this says the price tag on health care for everyone, that is single payer, would be north of $30 trillion. And her answer was, well, you pay for it the same way you pay for anything else. Just pay for it. Yeah, you put your Visa on your American Express, right, Ms. Ocasio-Cortez? Wow. Where do they find these brainless wonders? And then, of course, there was a what's-her-name on The View. Oh, yeah, Joyless Behar. She said last week that the reason that there were the GOP had taken over the Senate was because of gerrymandering, changing the districts to favor one party over another. Actually, it should be pronounced gerrymandering, but, you know, most people call it gerrymandering. It's spelled with a G. It's named after the guy that started it, that invented it. Totally clueless to the fact that every state, whether it's tiny Delaware or California, has two senators. That's the constitutional mandate. It's the House that is divided by districts and can be gerrymandered. But don't tell that to Joyless Behar. She's too busy being right. Don't confuse her with any facts. Bobby, don't take this Ocasio-Cortez lightly. Who would have thought such a useful idiot would be going to Congress? Bobby Cortez wants everything to be outrageously expensive to pay for health care. Spoke to someone the other day who smokes. Cigarettes are $17 a pack in Canada. Bob, tell Clueless Ocasio, call up George Soros. He'll be happy to pay for her apartment. Yeah, no kidding. Quarter before six here on the Bobby Mac Show. This piece from Patrick Buchanan, The War for the Soul of America. I share with you next here on the Bobby Mac Show. Yeah, and if you want to stop in the evening commute today, you have to drop anchor. Holy cow. I'm telling you. Yeah, a little anchors away for our friends in the Navy here on our Veterans Day show and the Bobby Mac program. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby, I thought Trump said that no one would honor the troops more than he, I guess as long as it's not raining. You're overlooking something here. Marine One can only fly in certain weather conditions. The helo that was to transport President Trump to the Bella Woods ceremony. And the pilot said, nope. No ceiling. Not going to do it. But, of course, you know, the media is going to eventually jump all over. Oh, yeah, Trump ignored that ceremony, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, right. Bobby, stupid people are really, really stupid, from George in Malden. Well, as that eminent philosopher Ozzy Osbourne used to say,
when you're stupid, you do stupid things.
Yeah, pretty much. Got that one right, Ozzy. Bobby, those looters in California should be shot on sight. Bob, I think the theme music from Patton is the best military music ever. That is good stuff. We use that once already. We may use it again. Brother Bob, my dad, Harley Hutchins Sr., served in World War II in Europe. Never talked about it much. Cheers from John Hutchins. Yeah, my dad never did either, nor did Uncle Mac, both of them Marines in the South Pacific. Bobby, Pennsylvanian Italian, use guys. There you go. Y-O-U-S-E, use guys. I don't know if Colorado State will allow that one or not. We'll see. They said y'all is okay. But that's cultural appropriation. I hope they realize that. They hoisted on their own petard, as they say. Bobby, I'm a firm believer that Senator Bill Nelson, Democrat Florida, is Skeletor's ugly, skinny younger brother. There is a family resemblance there. Yeah. Bobby, want to honor my uncles, Dick, Ron, and Jerry, all Purple Heart recipients. Thank you, sir. Bob, I have lots of veterans in my family, but I always think about one in particular. His name is John Hallam, my seventh great-grandfather, who gave up everything and fought in the Revolution. He is buried, and I would say appropriately, in Liberty. Bobby, I just dumped the cat's litter box. Wouldn't you know it? Lo and behold, I found 100 unsigned Broward County ballots all voting for Bill Nelson. And now that I think about them, that's the proper place for them. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely right. Bob, my World War II vet dad loved his family but had major trouble connecting. He tried. God bless him. That happened a lot. Nobody knew then about PTSD. He was on a destroyer that took in the wounded. I think he was emotionally scarred forever. Many have found themselves in that same position. Do I have anything else I need to catch up with from the text line? Yeah, I think I got myself caught up. Oh, holy cow, and I've just about done away with the hour. So when we come back in the bonus hour, I'll share with you a Pat Buchanan's piece, The War for the Soul of America. He touches a lot of the bases. By the way, National Toy Hall of Fame, just announced the three toys that will be inducted in the 2018 class, or as Ocasio-Cortez would say, will be inaugurated in the 2018 Toy Hall of Fame. They are Uno, Pinball, and Ask Again Later. Right, Magic 8 Ball. National Toy Hall of Fame doesn't let just anybody in. The toy, 9 toys out of the 12 finalists that didn't make it this time: American Girl dolls, chalk, chutes and ladders, He-Man action figures, the sled, tic-tac-toe, Tickle Me Elmo, electric football, and the Fisher-Price corn popper. That's a toy? Well, I guess. Yeah. All right. From Congressman Jeff Duncan, thank you to all who have worn the uniform and served our great nation. Thank you, Congressman. Appreciate your checking in today as well. See you back with the bonus hour. It's on the way next.